It's Friday the 13th, and Mike Malloy is nowhere to be found. This is Nightmare on Malloy Street.
The whole thing is just a dream.
With Brad Friedman.
Wake up!
I'm good.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
now you gotta.
I'm in.
Okay, you're in.
I made it. I'm here. Hello.
You made it. Welcome. Oh, wait a minute. We have a special nightmare. You are our night. It's not just Phil Giangrande, our new engineer here tonight, who's our nightmare. You're also a part of the nightmare.
No one should be alone in a nightmare. That's why Desi Doyen is pulling the strings.
Pull the string! Pull the string!
Yes, he's... God. Do you like that, Phil?
I really do.
Yeah, I know. They're good. They're good. That's from our friends Kenny Pick and Shano of RadioOrNot.com.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I want to know where the pull the string.
Pull the string.
Pull the string.
Well, were they in the... Shano was in the chat room. Maybe he can tell us where that comes from. Speaking of the chat room, please stop on by BradBlog.com, the top item there, the one with the great big... photo of, I'm not going to say who, but the Nightmare on Malloy Street photo. Did anybody, Desi, in the chat room guess who that face is?
Oh, yeah, they had it right off the bat.
They did? They knew right off the bat?
Yeah, they knew.
Don't
remember from, well, okay.
Make them go by the,
All right, I won't say anything.
It's, all I'll say is it's scary as hell. It is the scariest face you will ever
see. Creepy.
Shano says, pull the strings is from Ed Wood. He says that in the chat room, which, by the way, tonight is sponsored, I should say, by ScribbleLive.com. They saved our butt.
Yes, they were great today.
They were. They were. The previous chat service that we had used decided to raise their prices. They wouldn't give us a break. We said, hey, we'll sing your praises across the public airwaves, across the Sirius XM. We'll tell everyone how great you were. They didn't want to play along. So I mentioned it on Twitter, and sure enough, within minutes, well, maybe a couple hours, ScribbleLive.com came in and very politely said, because they're from Canada, you know. So they very politely came in and they said, "What? Well, you wouldn't consider trying out our service now, would you, Brad?"
Would I?
Yes, would I? And so they were very helpful. We thank them, ScribbleLive.com.
And, you know, it's a great chat software, I have to say. We're really enjoying working with it. Yeah, it's very simple, very clean, very fast. Loving it so far.
All right.
You kind of have to say that, wouldn't you?
No, but I actually mean it, though. That's the funny thing.
No, because it's our 30-second, we have a 30-day trial for free.
Oh, cool.
So we don't have to say anything nice about them. Right. We just do it because we want to and because they were very helpful and because we hope they'll let us use it after 30 days.
Nice.
Because it's working. So 877-520-1150 is our phone number. Before we get to those phones, though, Des, some green news over the past week, an unbelievable through the, July 4th. What's going on around the country as far as heat waves, drought, floods down in Florida, deluges? What was the name of that storm? Derecho?
It's a derecho, and it's a straight line wind storm, essentially hurricane force winds on land, and it's the way that it is very particularly described gives it a very specific name, and it went 700 miles over 12 hours or so from Iowa all the way to Washington D.C. And as you know, it caused a great deal of power outages. It killed people, knocking down trees. West Virginia was out of power, electrical power, for 9 days.
Well, George Will said, this is just, it's summer. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, that's what he said.
It's just summer. Nothing to worry about. All right, well, let's get to our green news report here, and we'll come back and talk about it. And I've got this clip, if I have time, from Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson. You know, they put millions and millions of dollars into, they give it to jackasses like, what's his name down there in Oklahoma? Senator Inhofe.
Yep.
To run around and say global warming is a hoax, everything's fine, the Earth is getting cooler or whatever nonsense. That's the kind of money that ExxonMobil puts into the disinformation. And yet, when ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson is called on the carpet and asked what he thinks about global warming, he gives a very different answer. We'll play that after the Green News Report. Here is our latest report with Desi Doyen, of course.
New report and a major alert about the speed of climate change on this planet.
Corporate media finally covers climate change.
Climate change is loading the dice, kind of like a baseball player on steroids, greater capability, of breaking records.
Global warming making intense heat waves more likely. The climate change denial industry now going after science journalists. Plus,
the Harper government is the most right-wing government we've ever had in this country. I don't think they care about the environment.
Mad scientists in Canada are revolting.
All of that climate change and more straight ahead. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comments.
Time after time after time, green energy investments prove to be unworthy. Therefore, the president finds himself on the wrong side of history.
And no one knows the wrong side of history like you, Bill O'Reilly. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Des, great news. All of the network news outfits are now covering climate change. Does that mean we get to quit the Green News Report?
Oh, no, not hardly. I mean, it's, I know it's something that we rarely say. Good job, corporate media. They really did a nice job connecting extreme weather with climate change science. Here's ABC.
Hundreds of scientists from around the globe saying today there is evidence that global warming is accelerating.
CBS.
NOAA made a point of saying today that the climate change they've identified as man-made.
And NBC.
The word tonight from federal government weather experts, get used to it.
They all covered the record heat wave in the context of a new report that confirms the influence of human-caused global warming in specific extreme weather disasters around the world in 2011, which was a record year. A new report issued this week from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration warns that while not all events could be tied to global warming, human-caused global warming is like weather on steroids. So these events are more likely, more frequent, and more intense, and will increase, as the director for the National Center for Atmospheric Research, Thomas Carl, explained to NBC.
The additional increase in intensity and frequency is caused, not in every case, but in many cases, by human activity increasing greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere.
Not surprisingly, the climate change denial industry is stepping up its efforts with a new tactic to intimidate climate scientists. Records uncovered by The Guardian show a climate denial think tank called the American Tradition Institute is using Freedom of Information Act requests to obtain the emails of science journalists and their correspondence with climate scientists who receive federal research funding.
Oh, good. They'll uncover the conspiracy any second.
Oh, any minute now. It's an attempt to discredit those journalists as activists, they say. The New York Times and other targeted outlets say they stand by their reporting. Meanwhile,
overfishing, nutrient and chemical pollution, habitat alteration and invasive species, now climate change and ocean acidification.
The world's coral reefs are seriously being stressed out by climate change and other human impacts, say scientists at the International Coral Reef Symposium underway right now in Cairns, Australia this week. New research shows that the combined changes in ocean temperature and ocean chemistry now being observed have not occurred since a major coral reef die-off 55 million years ago. Reducing emissions is critical to reversing ocean acidification and saving the marine food web, they say, along with reducing agricultural runoff. Industrialized overfishing, it's a daunting but doable task, says NOAA Administrator and marine ecologist Jane Lubchenco.
Okay, so you said this happened 55 million years ago. Doesn't this prove that climate change, global warming, ocean acidification is just cyclical? It happens every now and again, every few million years.
Well, of course, climate has always changed in the past. What matters is what's driving the change. Right now, it's human activities loading the atmosphere with greenhouse gases, and scientists say, additionally, it's the speed of change. Rather than over millennia, it's over decades.
Oh, yeah, well, there's that.
Finally, in Canada...
No fire, no evidence, no truth.
Mad scientists are revolting.
They certainly are.
Canada's conservative Harper administration is borrowing a page from the Bush administration playbook, cutting science research and suppressing data. That's the charge from several hundred scientists who marched in protest on Parliament Hill in Ottawa this week in a mock funeral procession behind a coffin and a costumed Grim Reaper protesting what they called, quote, the death of evidence, with sweeping cuts to scientific research, shuttering research facilities, and eliminating entire regulations. regulatory offices.
My general message to the crowd here and Canadians in general is that good decisions depend on evidence, all the evidence being brought forward and considered and weighed.
Oh, you scientists and your evidence.
Oh, I know, causing all that trouble for the poor, poor fossil fuel industry.
Indeed. For more on that and all of the other stories we couldn't get to today, please check out our website, greennews.bradblog.com. While you're there, please consider a donation to help sponsor the Green News Report. While ABC, NBC, and CBS did some decent reporting this week, they probably won't next week. So you're still going to need us, and we're still going to need you to keep telling the truth over your public airwaves. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
So changes. The network news has finally noticed we have a problem.
I wonder how long it will last.
Yeah, not long. They'll be on to something else.
Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, Tom Cruise is getting divorced, so that's really, really, really important.
Well, you're right. We do have our priorities. Speaking of priorities, what is it, the fourth, the fifth named storm of the season, named Hurricane Fabio?
Yes,
is now
it's a
rolling.
Fabulous name for Fabio. It's the fifth, as you said, the fifth named storm a month earlier than average, than the average fifth named storm occurs.
But nothing to worry about. Well, you know what? The CEO of ExxonMobil may disagree with that. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back with Desi Doyen. And then your calls. People are lining up here. 877-520-1150. We'll hear what the CEO of ExxonMobil has to say about global warming. It's probably not what you think. You're listening to Brad. This is The Molloy Show.
But I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too.
Welcome back. This is your Nightmare Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Molloy Street. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike. We'll be taking your call shortly at 877-520-1150. I'm finishing up here with my the co-host and the managing editor of the Green News Report, Desi Doyen. Hi, Desi. You're still on.
I'm here.
You here? You're always here. Well, we have your theme. We never get to play this. Who knows when we'll be back for Friday the 13th? So
no one should be alone in a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
That's why Desi Doyen is pulling the strings.
Pull the string! Pull the string!
Yes.
Had to get it in one more
well,
time.
Well, who knows? How often do we get to do the Mike Molloy Show on
is
Friday the 13th?
Saying, though, that Desi's the puppet master and
yes.
You're the puppet?
Yeah.
Is
naturally.
That what's going on?
What of
saying.
Course.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you believe it?
I can't say. You seem to know
Phil,
what you're
yes,
doing.
Yes, you can. You can
okay,
say no.
No, of
comment.
Course that's wrong.
That's
of
right.
Course
thank
that's...
you. All right, let's move on to this. I just want to play this real quick before we need to get to a break, and then we'll come back to calls. But, you know, for all the nonsense, all the millions and millions of dollars that the fossil fuel companies pay to lobby Congress to get them to lie. When Rex Tillerson was recently called on the carpet at a council on
he's
foreign...
He's the ExxonMobil CEO,
what
by
did
the
I
way.
Say?
I don't think you said okay. who he was.
Yeah.
If you didn't, that's who he is.
That's who he is. The Council on Foreign Relations, hearing on climate energy and will we adapt. You know, they all love it. Oh, it's a hoax. There's no global warming going on. We have nothing to do with it. Here's what Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, says.
And clearly there's going to be an impact. So I'm not disputing that... Increasing CO2 emissions in the atmosphere is going to have an impact. It'll have a warming impact.
So, did you hear that?
Yep.
What did he say?
He actually acknowledged the science behind climate change, that human he didn't say the human part, but he did say that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas that will warm the atmosphere.
That you add carbon.
He acknowledged
carbon,
the basic
right,
physics.
Right. Which is something that these deniers, these liars, these hoaxers, these scoundrels who go on the airwaves, who disinform the American people over our public airwaves by telling them it's a hoax. The CEO of ExxonMobil says otherwise. He went on to say this.
We believe those consequences are manageable
Oh, they're manageable. It's fine.
As a species, yeah. That's why we're all still here. We have spent our entire existence adapting.
Oh, well, just adapt. So it gets a little hot. So we have, what do we have, drought two-thirds across the country?
56% of the country is officially in severe drought conditions, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor.
Oh, silly you. We'll just adapt.
Okay, so we will adapt to this. Changes to weather patterns that move crop production areas around, we'll adapt to that.
What? Changes that move crop production around?
Yeah,
where?
You know, so hey, up north, obviously. And yeah, if you've got land that's going to be impacted, say you're a farmer in Iowa who can no longer farm on your land, well, that's okay. We'll just move. And whatever you have to do with your land, sorry.
So the hell with you. Someone else will now be the farmer, or you can have your choice to move to Canada or to the Arctic to be a corn farmer.
And I'm
farmer.
Wondering if anybody actually stopped to ask the Canadians what they think about that.
Well, they think great. A lot of
there's a lot of people between
farmland.
Here and the equator who might actually want to move
know,
to Canada.
I want to know about the sunscreen.
What do you want to know about the sunscreen?
Well, I'd like to know, are they going to make stronger sunscreen? Is that
Dude,
like the
we'll
next?
Just, we'll adapt. Didn't you hear what?
Thick scales?
The well, magic
it's
science
an engineering
theory.
Problem.
It's an engineering problem.
It has
problem.
Engineering solutions. And so I don't, the fear factor that people want to throw out there to say, we just have to stop this. I do not accept.
Oh, he doesn't accept it. See, we'll engineer better sunscreen. We'll engineer crop farms up in Canada and the Arctic. Everything's fine. What are you people so worried about? Get over it. You're listening to Brad on the Mike Malloy Show. Thank you, Desi Doyen. Well done. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Once there was a way to get back home.
Mike Malloy has the night off, and Brad Friedman is the only voice you hear on your radio. It's Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Malloy Street. Rated GOP 17. White wingers not admitted without an adult.
Oh, the nightmare is almost over, isn't it? 877-520-1150 is our number. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike. Mike and Kathy, of course, will return on Monday. And your long national nightmare will be over. Until then, yeah, it's me. So glad you could join us here. All right, let's go to some of these phones. I know a lot of people have been holding 877-520-1150. Mike in Burlington, Iowa. Welcome, sir, to the Mike Malloy Show.
That's in Iowa, the land of pink slime, thanks to our state wanting to give that to school children.
True enough. But, you know, we were talking about your farms, your corn farms. Those are all moving up to Canada. You guys are going to have to find something else to do, maybe.
We're going to become like Saudi Arabia.
Okay, good idea. Yeah.
Except there's no oil under Iowa.
Right.
And
well,
unless you build the pipeline and it leaks, there will be something.
Yes, there will. What's on your mind tonight, brother?
Keeping with the idea of the nightmare on Malloy Street, let's just talk about that vampire capitalist Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Is he still in the race for the nomination, or has he dropped out yet?
I think he's still, well, Mitt Romney is still in it, but Willard, the actual person, isn't.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there is an actual person. I mean, this guy, the mendacity of this guy, the lies that he tells, but I think he really might be up against it with this Bain thing and the fact that he appears to have lied on he either lied about not working at Bain when being done with Bain in 1999, or he lied on official SEC filings. It seems to me.
Well, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but Willard Mitt Romney seems to make Richard Nixon look like an honest man.
I got to say, no matter what you think of Mitt, you know, no matter where you are, a Republican or a Democrat, I have never seen a guy who seems more willing to just make crap up, to just say whatever he needs to say. Well, it is absolutely remarkable to watch.
Daily Cause had a bit yesterday or the day before about his tax returns, not out of the current ones that you've been looking at, out of 2010, but back out of 2000 and 1999, because when he went back to Massachusetts,
right.
There was a question about whether or not he happened to be a resident of Massachusetts.
Resident, that's right, after the Olympics.
Taking tax deductions out in Utah as a resident of Utah.
Well, that's right, and there was a question about whether he could even, whether his residency was allowable to allow him to run for governor, but the big question remains, at least in my mind, it seems fairly clear to me, that Mitt Romney committed voter fraud, the very thing that Republicans are pretending Democrats are doing around the country. Mitt Romney actually did when he voted in January of 2010 in the special election between Scott Brown and Martha Coakley, and he did not live in Massachusetts at the time. He had a house in New Hampshire and in another house in California, I should say mansion in California and mansion in New Hampshire, but he had no house in Massachusetts when he voted, I would argue illegally. He didn't live there again until he bought this townhouse in July of 2010. I would argue he illegally voted. He did exactly what the Secretary of State of Indiana was found guilty of, three felony charges earlier this year, the Republican Secretary of State, voting from a house, from a residence in which he did not live. And that is one of the most important reasons why he does not want to release his local tax, his state tax filing from 2010, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking he may simply release it, but as an amended form, which happens to come out at some time different than when it was actually filed.
We'll see. This guy is in trouble. Mike, I got a lot of folks here. I want to try to get to everybody. I appreciate your holding, and take care, brother. Stay cool out there in Iowa. Speaking of staying cool, let's go down to Adam in Enterprise, Alabama. Hey, Adam, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind, brother?
Hi, Brad. That one bit about us being able to climate change thinking. It's not about the actual change, but rather the pace of the change. If it were more spread out, maybe we could adapt. I'm not too optimistic, but benefit of the doubt. But let's remember our basic science class from fifth grade. Isn't the change brought about by whatever killed off the dinosaurs, it was the fact that it happened so quickly and they couldn't adapt. And they were a lot more successful than we were.
Well, in that case, they were, of course, much more successful. But in that case where it happened quickly, it had to do with a meteor, which, and it had to do with volcanoes. What we're talking about, and because a lot of people say this is, oh, it's cyclical. It happens all the time. It's, well, you know what? Usually when it happens, it takes thousands of years or millions of years, not decades, as seems to be what is going on now, at least according to the scientists who actually know things about this and who don't know how to explain what could possibly be driving it right now other than the man-made release of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere.
I'm no expert, but I was just going to say I'm no expert, but last I checked, 1 + 1 = 2. We start, this revolution came, started dumping all this CO2 in the atmosphere, and temperature started ticking up. It requires a total suspension of belief. I don't know how.
Well, listen, you agree. No, you agree, Adam, with the CEO of ExxonMobil. Add carbon to the atmosphere, there's a warming effect. Adam, I got to run. Thanks. I appreciate the call, brother.
Yes, sir. Have a nice evening.
Yeah, and you. Let's go to Joe in Indianapolis. Hey, Joe, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
How you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you? What's on your mind, brother?
I'm pretty good. Global warming. Theory and science. Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm not claiming to be a scientist.
Thank you for making that clear in advance. Go ahead.
Okay. But as I understand science, you put forward a theory and put out your data, and people try to shoot holes in it.
Right.
And once it is proven or disproven, it becomes it becomes a law.
Right.
My problem with environmentalists is that basically, if somebody goes out there and tries to disprove the theory of global warming, they're personally attacked.
No,
they're called stupid.
No, 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 Joe. If a scientist comes forward with evidence that there is thousands of scientists who have studied this across dozens of different disciplines for decades, if somebody has data that contradict that and they want to put out a report in a reputable scientific journal, a peer-reviewed journal, the scientists look at the science. Now, if Joe from Indianapolis or jackass Senator Inhofe from Oklahoma or Rush Limbaugh or these other guys come out and lie about this garbage, yes, they will be.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And
what's your point?
That's my point. That's my point.
What is it?
If somebody comes out and questions it, they're a jackass senator from Oklahoma.
No. He's
okay,
a jackass,
and that's
Joe. He's a
now,
jackass, Joe. Hang on, Joe. Hang on a second.
You're just personally attacking people who do not agree with the theory.
No, Joe.
And that is totally against scientific principles.
Well, that's right. I'm not a scientist. So if a scientist calls Inhofe a jackass, that's on the scientist. I'm a blogger, a journalist, a broadcaster, and I'm telling you that when Senator Inhofe comes out and says global warming is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on this country, when he knows goddamn well that it is anything but, hang on, when he knows goddamn well that it is anything but, that all of the scientists in the world know what's going on, and even the ExxonMobil CEO says this is happening, what the hell is Senator Inhofe's excuse for knowing better than all of those people? And if he doesn't know better, doesn't that make him a jackass, Joe?
May I ask one question?
You just did. Go ahead, ask another.
Okay. When Katrina came through.
Yeah.
Okay. It was the worst hurricane season in history, correct?
I don't know. It was a very bad.
That was the claim that was made. It's the worst hurricane history season in history.
Okay.
Okay. The problem is there's no way to prove that. Because basically, the hurricane seasons, they only started tracking the things in the 60s.
Well, actually, then they wouldn't have said it was the worst. Hang on,
when you
Joe.
Journalists that make statements like that. Yeah. They're being totally disingenuous.
Right. Find me
they're
one who did,
to,
Joe.
Hang on.
Pot him down for a second, Joe, because I'm not trying to cut you off, but I only have a limited amount of time. If any scientist said it was the worst hurricane season in history, yes, they would be a bad scientist. I suspect what they said was it was the worst hurricane season in recorded history, and there's a difference. Do you understand the difference, Joe?
Yeah, there's a big difference because they only started, they were only recording them as in categories.
Right, and that's what they said, Joe. I got to go, brother. I love you, but I got to go. Thanks for calling. I appreciate the call. No, scientists don't say that. They say it's the worst in recorded history. If you find a scientist who said otherwise, feel free. Stop on by bradblog.com. Tell us where they are and how we can find it, and I'll be happy to call them jackasses. Now I was going to say, speaking of jackasses, but that's the wrong thing to say when Kenny Pick from Cleveland is calling us. Hey, Kenny, how are you, brother?
Well, I'm doing so good on so many different levels, but I have two-tiered comments/question for you.
Okay, before you say that, I should say Kenny Pick is the guy who has been bringing us these awesome Friday the 13th Nightmare on Molloy Street clips all night. That's his great voice. Kenny, we love you. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
In a world where there's no corn. No, I can't. But no, what I wanted to say is who on earth would ever believe that Mitt Romney actually lived in an unfinished basement?
That's where he voted from in January of 2010. How can you that's what he said.
Yeah, who would actually believe that that posh man who rides Mitt on the jet ski would,
Are you calling him a liar, Kenny? Are you calling Mitt Romney a liar?
Perhaps so, but I actually have a question about the one of the most recent Green News reports.
I think you owe him an apology, but all right, go ahead. What's your question?
I will write him a handwritten letter and send it to him. I'll lick the stamp myself.
I hope you do.
I will. But no, my question to you is if we have this giant corn shortage because of of course, global warming,
right,
the climate change, whatnot. What the hell are we going to do? Where on earth are we going to get corn from? Canada? South America? Are we going to ship it in from China?
Didn't you hear the CEO of ExxonMobil? It's just an engineering problem. We'll just move the crops up to Canada.
Oh, okay. No, I did hear that, but I didn't. No, I didn't hear the full thing. With it.
Yeah.
Really? It just, that's the easy solution. Just bounce it up to Canada.
Well, he didn't say Canada. He said we'll just move the crops around. Now, there might be a problem that, you know, I don't know that we have farmland up in Canada. It might be mountains and stuff, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. As a species, we have learned to adapt, Kenny.
That is so magically stupid. It's incredible.
But Kenny, I got to run, man. You rock. Thank you again. And please tell everyone where we can hear the Kenny Pick show on our internets.
Hey, no problem. KennyPick.com and on NicoleSandlersRadioOrNot.com.
You rock, brother, and I don't know when we'll have another excuse to play those Friday the 13th Nightmare on Molloy Street clips again, but thank you for delivering them. You rock. Thanks, man. Talk to you later,
too.
Brother. All right, we got to get to a quick break here. We'll come back with the last of our calls. If you're on the line, hang on. Never enough time. The nightmares are never long enough, as far as I'm concerned. When we come back, a few more calls at 877-520-1150, and then we will disappear into the night. Speaking of Kenny Pick, I think it's Into the Night with Kenny Pick, or something like that, at RadioOrNot.com. You're listening to Brad Friedman of Brad.
So the first thing, before the hospitals, the nursing homes, or anything came on, power was restored to the mountaintop removal operation so the blasting and poisoning could continue.
First things first, Bob. Got their priorities straight. Speaking of which, priorities, where can we hear you, sir, broadcasting over our public-ish airwaves?
Well, or the interweb tubes, headonradionetwork.com. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you very kindly for all that you do. Keep up the good fight out there, Bob. Great to hear from you. Glad you survived that storm, but don't get cocky. There may be a few more in store for us all, I'm afraid.
I think there'll be more coming along, Brad. You have a wonderful weekend, brother.
Thanks, Bob. Take care. All right, do we have time? I'm going to try to get to very quickly. Let's see. Sanchez. Sanchez from L.A., our old friend. Hey, Sanchez, I gave you
about... Hey, good evening to you. I'm going to go as fast as I can on this. First of all, I have to send a shout-out to my friend, reporter down in Mexico City for Al Jazeera, Frank... Now I forgot his last name.
Frank from Al Jazeera, yeah.
Frank from Al Jazeera. Anyway, I've been working this story for about a week and a half now. Anonymous, the same Anonymous with WikiLeaks, who are part of the people that helped break the story of the Mexican presidential elections that were also, there's a lot of problems going on down there. So the whole thing has been put on hold because Manuel López Obrador yesterday is sought by filing a motion to redo the entire Mexican elections. WikiLeaks went in, they showed that where there's all this corruption going on.
I gotta go. I gotta go, Sanchez. I love you. They hacked the Mexican election. Don't be surprised. I'll see y'all at bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman. Keep it lit, America.